Hi guys, and welcome back to How to Become a Webcam Model. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this video, we're going to be talking about how to protect your images and videos with DMCA. A lot of us webcam models have heard of DMCA, and when your content's stolen, their name gets bandied around really quickly. But what do we actually know about what they do and how they do it? So in this video, I'm going to try and cover what they do, how they do it, and how you can protect yourself from your content being stolen in the first place, and the measures that DMCA will take to have your content removed from the internet after it's been stolen. So the DMCA was set up in 2010. This was by a load of entrepreneurs, content creators, digital managers, graphics designers, that kind of thing. These are all people that understand the business, know what it's like to have their content stolen. I think this is off the back of stuff like the music, when it used to get stolen quite a lot on Napster and stuff like that. I think it came around that sort of time. So what happened is they set up a company to protect their media and their content. As time's gone on, they've adapted and they've taken on more of a role to protect everyone's content. That includes you and me as webcam models. Now, I know you didn't come here for a history lesson and I'm not going to give you one. That's all the content. That's as much as I'm going to tell you about DMCA as there is. What I will do, though, is tell you how you use them, how they can help you when you have a problem with content being stolen, and what you can do to protect yourself in the future. The first thing you probably asked is, how much is DMCA going to cost? The first service they offer is the DIY package. This includes draft emails and templates on how to remove your content yourself. It comes in at $10 a month or $100 a year, and it also gives you access to the protection side where you get all your badges and content protection for in the future. The second service they offer is the notice only package, and what you get for this is a direct message to the person from the DMCA who's hosting your content to remove it. Sometimes this is enough to have your content removed without taking it to a full takedown. So it might be worth looking at this option first. Depends on how severe and how much you're losing from your content being on that platform. It comes in at $99 for their notice only service. So the full takedown service is exactly that. They will get to work straight away. So once you've filled out your form, it takes about 3-4 minutes to fill out. Once you've submitted it, they will get to work on issuing notices to remove the content, cease and desists. They also do all the tracking to make sure that your content has been removed from the platform. Everything's done for you. It's really an easier way of doing it. And if you're looking to get your content removed, and you're losing money from it, it's probably a better option to do this from the start instead of trying to do most of it yourself. It just makes it a lot easier for you because you've got time then to concentrate on other things like creating more content instead of trying to follow up on illegal stuff, chasing attorneys, stuff like that, solicitors. All of those things are taken care of by the $199 takedown service. That's the three different services that DMCA offer to get your content removed. The more you use them and the more content they take down, they do make it cheaper in the long run. So if you've got 10 videos that go missing, they do it at a lower price. Same with the notices of intent. So if you only just want to issue a notice, they will also make it cheaper the more you use them. The only one that doesn't have a price change is the £10 a month or £100 a year. That doesn't get any cheaper, but you're saving 2 months anyway if you buy it as a year because it's only $100. So that's the three different options. I would personally, as I say, use the full service. So the second half of the video is the protection side, and It's how the DMCA will help you stop your content getting stolen in the first place, so you don't have to use the takedown services in the future. For your $10 a month or $100 a year, they offer 50 images to be protected, 50 articles. They also give you a WordPress plugin that will go onto your WordPress website and block right clicks, so people won't be able to copy your images and content off of your websites. You also got, as I said earlier, the DIY takedown notices and templates, so you can do all that side of it yourself. So there is quite a big advantage to signing up just for the year and making sure you've got a level of protection anyway. And as far as I remember, if you have your content stolen whilst being a member and paying your $10 a year, $10 a month, $100 a year, they will also offer a free takedown if something does get stolen whilst you're using their service. So it's really beneficial to sign up for even just the lowest price plan to make sure you've got that protection and you've got a level of guarantee that no one is going to steal your content whilst you're protected. They really do offer a high level of protection and a wide variety of services. So I've left the link for them in the description below. Go and check them out and feel free to sign up for a free account. There is some benefits for having a free account as well. They do offer some protection of your content, even just with a free account. So go and sign up and see how they can help you now or possibly in the future. That's it for another video, guys. I hope you found it useful and interesting. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future video updates. If you've got any questions, hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links for those are listed in the description of this video. Until next time, guys, peace out.